Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. President Obama was in Ohio again this week, and now we're less than 100 days from the election in November. Today, I'm joined by Jim Messina. He's the campaign manager for the Obama campaign. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So can you tell me, what does the Obama campaign look like on the ground level here in the state?
Well, look, we have the largest grassroots campaign, we think, in Ohio history. We already have over 50 field offices open. We'll be over 60 by next week across Ohio. Our goal is to build a neighborhood team structure that is able to get out there, register people, persuade them, and make sure folks get out to vote. It's all designed on our theory that, you know, politics is local. We want to have a local discussion with folks across Ohio about where they want to take this country and the choice they have in November.
There was an email sent out this past week from Vice President Joe Biden, and he really didn't mince words. He says if Obama doesn't win this election, it's because because they weren't able to close the spending gap. And indeed, Romney is raising more money in many swing states. So how concerned are you about fundraising?
Well, look, the Supreme Court Citizens United case allowed for the first time in American political history unlimited spending by corporations and wealthy individuals. And what you've seen is an explosion in outside money that doesn't need to be reported. You know, people writing $1 million and $10 million checks. The airwaves have been flooded across Ohio with a record amount of spending. And, you know, the president's going to be the first incumbent president ever to be outspent. And that just is what it is. We think the best way to combat that is person-to-person, door-to-door, grassroots campaign across Ohio to talk about the issues. You know, we'll have enough TV ads. Where we're going to win this is on the doors, and we're excited about it.
I do want to talk about the television ads for a second. There was a New York Times article this past weekend that was talking about the fact that the president's ads are on the negative side. In fact, I think out of all the ads, it's a 2-to-1 ratio of negative to positive ads. Why is that?
Well, look, the very first ads we ran this campaign in May, we did the largest buy ever of positive ads, over $30 million, to kind of lay out the president's, you know, what he inherited in 2008, the problems, and what he's done to move us forward. And then, you know, the super PAC spending started and went right at us. And, you know, we're not going to lie there and take it. We're going to push back. And that's an important thing to do to make sure people understand the truth. And, you know, there are real differences on the policy issues between us and Governor Romney. And we're going to be very clear about those differences. You know, we'll continue to be very, very forceful in our argument against Governor Romney, but I think you'll see us as well talk about where the president wants to take this. What is more important than all those TV ads is a huge grassroots campaign across this country. And, you know, in Ohio, we have a little bit over 2 months to be registered to vote. You must be registered by October 9th. Early voting starts on October 2nd in the run-up to November 6th on Election Day. So, you know, we think as many as a third of all voters in Ohio will vote early, and that is a really important process to make sure your vote is counted and heard.
Just to stick with the negative ads thing for just a minute, it is kind of a departure from the 2008 election, and I'm just wondering, is there a concern that it might alienate voters?
Well, look, I think voters understand that, you know, the president is laying out a clear vision of what he wants to do for this country. And, you know, as I said, both ads we have on right now are positive ads of the president talking to camera. You know, I think voters also understand there are clear differences between the president and his opponent. You know, a recent study came out that said that 98% of all the super PAC ads are negative, literally 98% are negative against the president. You know, we were being outspent in every media market, and I think folks understand that the other side is trying to buy this election. And, you know, there are differences between us and Governor Romney, and we're going to talk about those differences.
Speaking of Republican challenger Mitt Romney, he has not yet selected his running mate. One name that's floated around is Ohio Senator Rob Portman. What is if that is indeed the choice, what would the campaign strategy be here in Ohio?
Well, history teaches us that the vice presidential pick, you know, is not essential in the home state of the vice president. I think of the last 17 vice presidential picks, 10 of them didn't win their home states. That said, you know, we're going to continue to be very clear about Governor Romney and his intent to raise taxes on the middle class and lower taxes on the wealthiest 1 or 2% of Americans. And so, you know, I think that's a clear choice. In the vice presidential pick, you know, I don't think Governor Romney's going to ask me who he should pick, but I think whoever he picks won't really change the complexion of the race. This is a race between the president and Governor Romney.
I've been speaking with Jim Messina. He is the campaign manager for the Obama campaign. I appreciate you being here today.
Thanks very much. Have a great day.